Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Dish Nation. Hey, what's up? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Yeah.
Happy Monday, y'all. Well, here's a shocker. Two stars that never get into any drama are dragging each other for filth.
Oh,
yes.
Filth.
Who, girl? Filth, honey. Well, we'll tell you about that a little later. And we dish with Eva Longoria. But first, let's say hello to our favorite Caucasians west of Atlanta in the mix. What's up, Heidi? What's up, Frank?
Well, nobody does Sunday brunch like Oprah. And yesterday, Oprah hosted Wisdom of Sunday's Gospel Brunch at her home in Montecito. And while she was at the brunch, there was a big table filled with a display of her new book, The Wisdom of Sunday's Life-Changing Insights from Super Soul Conversations, which comes out Tuesday. I mean, this is a dream of mine. I wish I had been there. Yes, Julia Roberts and her husband were there. Kerry Washington, Angela Bassett, George Lucas, Common gospel singer Erica Campbell, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, Oprah's longtime love Stedman, and spiritual leader Gary Zukav, who seemed to have a vice grip on Oprah's waist. Take a look at this.
Listen, I wish you all could have been here Sundays, but because you couldn't be here, I'm offering you the book. All proceeds go to my charity.
What are the chances he's still holding her now?
Huge chance. Oh, my God. She even stepped forward.
Yes.
And moved forward with her. Like, yeah.
That's your cue to let go, Gary Zukav.
Exactly.
In that picture, it looks like Oprah will not let go of Common Tank. She's like, she's two-handing that on. He's like, yes, thanks, Oprah. Yeah, thanks.
Maybe she's with clenched teeth going, oh, if you're holding hand, can you even Gary Zukav?
Gary Zukav's following me around here, Common Herald.
Right. It's contagious, because look at the picture with Kerry Washington and Angela Bassett. Like, she being held for her ransom.
That's not even Angela Bassett's hand. That's actually Gary Zukav's hand. He's everywhere.
Well, before Aniko, y'all could drop their baby, honey, Kevin Hart has dropped a trailer for his new comedy tour, Irresponsible.
You've been behaving like a miscreant. Foolhardy, baby.
Downright stupid, if you ask me.
Call him irresponsible.
Give me one example of me being irresponsible.
Boy, we're talking about you in that car with that girl in Miami.
I don't even know who she is. I'm gonna show you irresponsible. We're going back on tour.
He's setting himself up to be the next guy who does the clumps.
Yeah. Well, Aniko must be a pretty strong woman.
Seriously.
To just be like, okay, you go ahead and talk about it and make fun of it because you're a comedian. That's what you do. What if all this was a big scheme to promote this tour? No, he always does this. Every tour, he talks about his pain or his life and stuff in his life. But this one is just too soon, I think. No?
Even if that other stuff didn't happen, he would have got back out there and had been on tour, promote a comedy show, you know, regardless, because he makes a ton of money doing that. And as a comedian, you gotta address the elephant in the room. So I'm glad he's taking it by the face.
Mm. Well, honey, that's not cute that woman even had the baby yet. Hell, just think when the baby come, they gonna see your dad was irresponsible.
Well, hey, he talked about his life before. I'm telling you, he done talked about his ex-wife and kids, and it's his thing.
That baby.
But did his current wife take him back after all that?
Yes.
No, she didn't.
Yes, they just had a big baby shower.
That was all for sure. She kicked him out. That's why he's going on tour. He has no place to go. Some people will give you the shirt off their back. Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters will give you the shoe off of his foot.
What?
Yes, he was on tour in Washington, D.C., and backstage there was a young fan named Sabrin, and she was walking around on crutches. And, you know, Dave had an accident on stage where he broke his foot and had to go out on tour.
Right.
So he goes up to her and says, hey, I got an orthopedic surgeon right back here. Let him take a look at it. And so as the orthopedic surgeon is looking at her foot, he says, you need to wear your shoe with that brace if it's going to heal properly. And she said, well, my shoe doesn't fit with my brace.
Right.
And so Dave took off his high top, his big old shoe, and she put it on her foot and tied it all up. Look at that guy.
Okay, let me just say, this shoe looks disgusting. This shoe looks like it's funky, it's stank, it needs some gold bond powder in it.
That's not a new shoe. That's an old, shoe.
Yeah, he was ready to give that shoe to somebody long before he met this girl.
Yeah, the trash compactor.
I'm sure she's okay. Like, if you're a hardcore Foo Fighters fan, that probably was everything to her. All right, Brad, so if Michael Jackson was going to give you the shoe off of his foot, would you take it?
Of course I would.
The funky, dirty, beat down shoe.
I wouldn't give a damn if he threw up in the shoe. I'm taking it home, and I'm framing it in a glass case encrusted with diamonds.
Honey and Frank, have y'all ever done something like this, given something to a fan to make them feel better?
Well, if syphilis makes you feel better.
Well, bye for now, Atlanta. We're going to be back a little bit later in the show with a smash alert.
Love it. Well, it's that time of the year when all the seasonal coffee drinks are being poured. You got the pumpkin spice latte, the gingerbread latte, the peppermint latte, and now the buffalo spice latte.
Wait, what?
Come on now.
Well, Horton's fast food restaurants are known for their coffee and donuts, and at a few locations in Buffalo, New York, which is the famous birthplace of the buffalo wing sauce.
Really?
Now they offer the buffalo flavored latte, created for a delicious, sweet, and spicy treat.
I mean, but this is crazy enough to work, because people always like putting weird, quirky combinations that don't typically go together.
But do you want to drink some hot wings?
Thank you.
I could do it. I could do it on a Bloody Mary with a shrimp or, you know, a piece of celery in it. But a coffee hot?
Just go get some chicken wings.
Yeah, and call it a day.
And get you some regular coffee.
Bye, Tim. Bye, Tim. Bye.
One thing that we can't agree on is we need to shine some light right now on our very own Brad.
Oh. Yeah.
Everybody knows that there's a reality show that follows this show. It's called Ricky Smiley For Real. Now, Brad, you've been very open about the fact that you've served 2.5 years at a state prison.
Oh, yeah. She did?
Yeah. You bring it up.
You're the main person that tried to clown me more than anybody with your ugly shirt. Go ahead, Craig.
So, Brad, this is something that not only was powerful, it was also inspiring. You went back.
This ain't no place for us to be. You know what I'm saying? We beautiful black women. It's like, man, we wasting our time. Anybody want to ask any questions or anything? Go ahead. What's your name? Hey, Tammy. Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Tammy, oh, my God!
I love you.
Oh, my God!
I love you, girl!
Let this be a good example for them to never want to come back, Lord. Help us to not make the same mistakes, because nobody's perfect. Amen.
Amen.
That is so nice of you to go back there and talk to them like that.
I had to. Like, I've always wanted to go back. I've been trying to go back since 2011.
Yeah.
But because I'm a convicted felon, they won't let me in.
I remember you saying that here one time.
So because of Roger Bob and the Ricky Smiley For Real, they found a jail that I could go to.
Yeah. And who was the lady?
The lady used to braid my hair when I was doing time.
Wow.
I was like, oh, my God, what are you doing back here? Because we had all vowed we would never see each other in here again.
Uh-huh.
It would be on the outside. We would help each other. Mm-hmm. Girl, you're going to braid my hair when I get back into my life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then I go back there, and she was there. I was so hurt that she was there.
So
but
she went back after she left.
She went back.
Well, it was good that she was able to go back on your own terms.
Yes, and I want to continue to do that.
Well, that's the prison ministry. You can get with one of the churches, and each church has
a pastor, though.
No, I'm saying you can go with them and just your presence.
I still drink a little Hennessy every night.
We could work it together. I could be Pastor Cavassier, and you could be...
Not Pastor Cavassier.
I could be Holy Honey Jack.
All right, y'all, coming up, honey. Now that Robert Pattinson is single, there's a celebrity who has jumped in, honey, to console him, and we'll tell you which drop it is.
Drop it.
Sup, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yes.
And now it's time for When Manimals Attack.
Manimals?
Manimals. Half man, half animal, man.
Oh, savage. Wow. A beast.
50 Cent has went from attacking his son on Instagram to attacking Wendy Williams.
Oh, man.
Oh, Wendy, we love her.
What did she do to get it to be his target?
Well, let's rewind the tape. Last week, we told you about 50 Cent's child support release party that he was throwing to honor his son's 20th birthday.
Right.
And Wendy spoke about it. She said on her show that 50 needs to get a life. So he posted that now infamous Wendy Williams bikini photo on his Instagram, and he wrote this. Wendy Williams just told me to get my life together, shaking my head. Your husband is not a bad man. He deserves a side chick for talking to you, you ugly. Focus on your own bitch. Harsh.
The little. He murdered her with
Jesus.
That.
Jesus.
And then, as if that wasn't bad enough, he posted a split of Wendy's profile and a beast from the 1980s TV show Beauty and the Beast.
I can't. Oh, my God.
He wrote under that caption, yeah, bitch, around in the wrong section. Every time you call me, I'ma show up.
Nobody can do a story on 50, because when he comes, he's like an assassinator.
Yeah, you know, like, you know, you may not start it, but you finish it.
I can imagine him doing, I feel like he does all his angry Instagram posts when he's on the toilet. Like, he just finds time. He's like, I'm a busy-ass man, but I got today. I'm with it, and I'm about to send this out.
Now, 50 did, you know, show little signs of having a heart by deleting that child support post from last week. So, you know, there's that.
Wow. He never deletes anything.
I mean, I did it, that's your flesh and blood. Like, you may lash out at him and, like, you know, just pop him on the hand a little bit in social media. But at the end of the day, I'm sure he loves Marquis.
Yeah, he, of course. And that boy looks just like him.
Just like him.
Like, come on. Mm-hmm. Get along.
Look more like him than this new baby does. This new baby look Asian.
Well, the mom's Asian.
That means that it might not be his then.
I'm gonna see if 50 Cent tweeting Gary.
I know, right?
Heavy-handed on it.
Well, we've got a Jenner baby update, Gary.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I know you've been waiting on this moment. So Kylie Jenner continues to keep everybody guessing whether or not she is in fact pregnant. Now, she made a few sly references on her Snapchat this weekend. In two of the photos, she quoted a song by the band Cigarettes After Sex titled "Nothing's Gonna Hurt You, Baby."
What?
She's doing the Beyonce.
Putting
out hints and stuff like that. Trying to keep y'all guessing, you know what I'm saying? Who cares enough to try to figure that out?
Thank you. This is
I don't got time for these Kylie Jenner games.
Oh, right.
I'm treating her like a Jehovah Witness knocking at my door. If I ignore it long enough, he's going to go away. Holler at me 9 months.
Thank you, girl.
Then she wearing all black.
Black t-shirt.
Black swimming. Black. Mm-hmm. We know you like black men.
Mm-hmm.
That's not where she wears
that,
Gary?
You think that's like a smoke signal, fashion-wise?
Yes, yes. So she's just letting the next black man know, this one here about to get out of here. Come on.
All black everything.
Uh-huh.
So that's the sign. Okay, well, I need to wear all white because I'm ready to switch over.
Switch over to what?
To white.
Oh, you should wear old denim, just confuse everybody.
No, I don't want a blue man.
Bunch of lesbian steel workers.
Not steel workers.
Robert Pattinson has Katy Perry's shoulder to cry on. If you didn't know they were friends, apparently they've been really good friends for a long time. But since Robert Pattinson's engagement to FKA Twigs has been called off, Katy's been sort of a rock for Robert Pattinson. And even though she's been busy on her tour, she still checks in on him to make sure that he's not a crying, sobbing mess. You know what this is going to lead to, right?
Nothing.
What?
Robert Pattinson has been friend-zoned.
No. Sources say that Katy thinks Rob is smart, sexy, and handsome and would totally consider dating him when the timing's right.
How convenient. That's probably why she signed up for American Idol, so she'd be busy and couldn't date Robert Pattinson. He's like, please, I'm a good person. She's like, no, sorry.
I feel the opposite of you. I feel like some of the best relationships, if you ask anybody, it's like, yeah, we were just friends for like 10 years, and then one night we realized it was you.
I'm not even slight friends with my wife.
Well, that's part
I mean,
of the
I consider her an acquaintance. You never marry your best friend. That means you've given up on life.
Oh, my God.
Mi amigos, chuy la habla chili con queso de Eva Longoria.
He's having chili con queso with Eva Longoria?
No, Chewie's sitting down with Eva Longoria to talk the dish.
Oh.
About stuff. All right?
That sounds good.
Learn some Spanish, Heidi.
Oh, lo siento.
Dish. Hey, what's up, Dish Nation? Chewy Martinez, and here we are at the Four Seasons in Beverly Hills, here to support our girl Eva Longoria and the Eva Longoria Foundation. This gray carpet's about to kick off, and y'all see Eva coming up right now. Oh, let's go, let's go.
Good to see you. How are you?
I'm great. I love
sucking in like I'm sucking
I'm sucking it in too.
Sucking in.
I just had a sandwich.
Oh, me too. I had a burger.
Let it out. Let it out. A burger. You had a burger. What was on the burger?
It was a vegan burger. I'm not even a vegan. I just felt like being healthy.
Just felt right.
Yeah. Just felt right.
Just felt right. Eating that bacon right now. It just felt right for me. Trying to get out of here?
No, anything for you.
And she's like, I'm concerned. They got food waiting. There's a bread basket on the table waiting
for
me.
Saying. They asked me, they said, what are you most excited about tonight? I said, dinner.
So here we are, man, supporting your girl.
Yeah, I'm here every year. She's dragging me off stage. Gonna be asking for money, so.
You guys have an amazing mentorship program.
Yeah, we do.
And tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, we have an amazing mentorship program where we pair young women with women in industries, women working, women who have careers. And my motto in life is these girls can't be what they can't see. So they don't see a lawyer who looks like them, they may not dream of it. And so we try to show them opportunities by examples, and that's what mentors really do.
So you growing up in the industry, brother, you've been doing this for a while. You know, who is that one mentor that gave you that bit of advice? Or either was it was either great advice or poor advice?
Dick Clark, to be honest. Wow. And I'm glad that I had the opportunity to work with him and call him a friend and, you know, rest in peace. But he's probably been my Oprah, my mentor.
Yeah, what did he tell you, man? What did he give you?
You know, don't limit yourself, and there are no rules in this business, and try to look at yourself as a brand, and be a host. You're a good host. You can do it for the next 50 years. So I want to be the Latino Dick Clark.
I mean, I had the most amazing mentor, my mom and my sisters. I mean, they were really the biggest mentors in my life, the biggest inspirations, and you know, you don't have to look far. People think you have to look really far for somebody to inspire you, and you don't. They're usually somebody's right around you.
What popular Latina or Latino would you put in the White House right now as president? Go.
Madre Santo, qué difícil pregunta, man. Qué difícil. ¿A quién pondrías? ¿A qué latino pondrías en la Casa Blanca?
¿Quién?
Mr. Worldwide. No?
Pitbull?
Pitbull? No?
Pitbull?
Oh, no.
Pitbull?
Yes. Pitbull? Yes, Pitbull.
Oh, my God, the pressure. It's like
the pressure is horrible. Yeah, Pitbull. Yeah.
Pitbull could handle it.
Pitbull, you have very easy shoes to fill, man. Don't worry. Oh, Jose, you're good, man. You're good. See.
George Lopez.
Okay. George Lopez would be a hilarious president.
Yeah. He just says the funniest things, and he goes toe-to-toe with the president all the time.
Yes, yes.
So I appreciate George and his commentary.
Yeah, I do, too.
Yeah.
Do too.
FTP, George.
Yes.
Oh, well, Eva. Yeah. And Matt, I'd be a running mate. Okay. And then I'd win the second term.
All right, there you have it. All the craziness from the gray carpet. I'm Chewy Martinez for Dish Nation. Yo, Eva, you throw a hell of a party. Peace out.
Hey, what's up? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What up? Yes.
Welcome back. Well, John Legend has been out on tour, and as usual, you miss your family when you're out, right?
Of course.
So he sent the cutest little message to Chrissy and baby Luna.
Aww.
Check it out.
It may be long to get me there. It feels like I've been everywhere. But you know that I'll be coming home.
He's got that daddy angle with his phone. Move the phone back a little. That phone is like right here.
Well, that's pretty sweet on his behalf.
It
you know, you
was.
Do what you can. You're on the road.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Send him a song or two.
Okay, well, Chrissy wasn't too impressed because she fired back in the comments with, okay, well, you didn't answer my FaceTime, but okay.
Now, Miss Chrissy wasn't happy. I mean, because you know these R&B dudes are kind of slick. I mean, they can sing and talk their way out of anything.
That's true. Uh-huh. And with his lyrics and his songs, he could. He get caught cheating. He like, we're just ordinary people.
I'll be like, hell no, get your ass out my door. Get your ass a ho-ho hotel.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.